Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The former Vice President of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Jean-Pierre Bemba, is expected to return to the capital, Kinshasa, in the coming hours after more than a decade in exile and prison. Mr. Bemba was recently cleared of charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity by the International Criminal Court. He has declared his intention to run in December's presidential election. Anne Soy is in the Congolese capital.
Jean-Pierre Bemba's return is expected to shake up politics in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The ruling coalition has already stated that he will not be eligible to run for president since he was convicted of bribing witnesses at the International Criminal Court. The former vice president has been away in Europe for 12 years, 10 of which he spent behind bars for atrocities committed by fighters loyal to him in neighboring Central African Republic. But the appeals chamber of the International Criminal Court overturned that conviction last month.
Foreign election monitoring teams are set to issue their reports today on Monday's voting in Zimbabwe. Observers from the European Union, the African Union, and the Southern African Development Community are to give their assessments of the campaigns, polling, and vote counting process. Here's Andrew Harding.
According to the Electoral Commission here, ZANU-PF already has a commanding lead in the parliamentary vote, so far winning more than twice as many seats as its main rival, the opposition MDC Alliance. But it is the presidential race which many Zimbabweans are waiting to hear about, and on that score, the opposition is already crying foul, the MDC claiming widespread rigging, even before the official result is announced. The opposition points to early, selective and unofficial counts, showing their leader Nelson Chamisa is ahead.
U.S. media reports citing sources close to President Trump say he's considering tariffs of up to 25% on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Our business reporter Andrew Wood is in Hong Kong.
This would more than double taxes on Chinese imports that President Trump announced last month and would put pressure on China to negotiate. Mr. Trump is imposing tariffs to punish China for, he alleges, stealing intellectual property from American companies and forcing them to share sensitive information unfairly. The first round of tariffs on $34 billion of Chinese imports was imposed a month ago, and China retaliated by matching them dollar for dollar on American goods.
This is the latest world news from the BBC.